It's time for the Rehab Report, presented by Athletes Training Center, building and rebuilding today's athletes on AM 590 ESPN Omaha.
All right, let's get right to the big topic today. Locally, Maurice Watson Jr. announcing earlier, right as we came on the show, that he has a torn ACL. And we go to Travis Manners of Athletes Training Center on the Husker Law Hotline. And Travis, we thought maybe we'd be talking about meniscus issues because that was at least the concern after the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. But this is something that everybody kind of feared, the way that that knee sort of buckled the second time around, finding out that he has a torn ACL, and just kind of seeing the play or plays that took place yesterday. Does this diagnosis and the MRI result surprise you at all?
Not necessarily. No, I think the mechanism, if you watch the play and just kind of slowing it down and watching the position that the knee gets in, is definitely suspicious of having a ACL injury, kind of that rotational mechanism with some subtle knee bend and kind of an awkwardness to it. It can be the mechanism for a few different things, and ACL is the worst case scenario. You know, dinging up a bone and bruising it, tearing a meniscus, doing those types of things are the lower end things that you hope for. And I know that's where they were leaning based on their exam of him yesterday or the other day when they had the game. And so, yeah, unfortunate news, definitely.
Travis, of course, we all watched the game and saw that there were two instances where he was down on the floor. The second one, he gets carried off, and yeah, you would assume that's where he tore the ACL. But that initial one where he kind of knocks knees with the defender, any chance that perhaps set him up for failure on the second one?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, it could have strained the knee. It could have done some things in terms of diminishing his fine-tuned strength. And when he had to get into a more precarious position with the knee, he just didn't have the strength and stability to pull himself out of that precarious position and can create the injury. Sometimes you go in and you end up maybe partially tearing in the first event and completing the tear in the second event. We've also known people that it looked like, you know, they potentially tore it in the first event, and the second event, you know, was the instability showing itself. And so, but just looking at the mechanisms, it would likely to be more the case of the second one being the culprit more than the first. But you never know. In sports, and you have kind of weird collisions and weird angles, it can disrupt tissue, and you don't normally assume it to be that way. And so regardless, it's definitely a setback for him.
Well, we know, in at least some initial reports from Mo Watson and interacting with some local media, that it might be 1 to 2 weeks before he can get surgery as the knee kind of strengthens a little bit. What is that kind of process from just waiting up to when you can have the surgery, and then what he's looking at as far as a recovery time going forward?
Yeah, it's the kind of pre-surgical rehabilitation we do with knee injuries is really predicated on the fact that we've discovered over time that if you go into a joint and it's hot and angry and swollen, it comes out of surgery hotter, angrier, and more swollen, and it really sets back our rehab process. And so if we can get this acute inflammatory reaction down that he's having with the swelling, limited motion, pain, if we can get back to some form of normalcy of the knee and then have an operation, that's the best likelihood. And time is always of the essence because of the long nature of the rehab process. And so we don't necessarily want to extend it too far beyond what we can, but if we can get a good couple weeks of those things remedied, our work on the back end after surgery, especially the first 3 to 4 weeks after, it goes so much more smoothly, and it really just sets the tone for the rest of the time. Now, the rest of the time moving forward, it very rarely do ACLs just happen by themselves. Usually there's some other entity that is affected in the injury that creates more of a concomitant situation. And so best case scenario of this bad case scenario is the fact that if it just is an isolated ACL tear, no other tissue was affected, rehab process goes pretty smoothly. We're looking at a situation where he is probably jogging between 10 and 12 weeks. he's starting to cut and pivot and move or between month 4 and 5 and getting back into more, I would say, routine basketball month 6 and 7 and should be full bore, you know, having completed those things. And so I think timeline, we're looking at probably 6 to maybe 8 months at the longest. But inevitably, that's without any hiccups, and that's without any other issues down the road. Other issues down the road could be if he had a bad bone bruise and they end up having some cartilage that is not fully taking after the bone's been bruised. That can lead up to some further issues down the road. And certainly any time you tear any other type of tissue that's supportive, whether it be another ligament or some of the capsular tissue, that in itself needs surgical attention, and that adds another factor and degree into the recovery process.
Well, you say best case scenario. I mean, timeline-wise, Travis, first of all, what is worst case scenario? And I'm also curious, you know, with ACL injuries, especially with basketball players, I mean, it seems to me that I recall a time where this was an automatic 12-month thing and you may never come back to being the same player. It seems like that has changed a little bit. What has been the reason for that, I guess?
Twofold. One is a better understanding of human anatomy and being able to reconstruct it from a surgical standpoint, and then allowing and understanding healing guidelines and really stress that can be applied to the tissue. There's been just volumes of research that's been done in this area, and what we've learned is that we don't necessarily have to be as precautious in the rehab process as we were previously. We still are, because there is still a Mother Nature component to this healing factor that will go on inside of his knee. But we know that periods of immobilization do not need to be there. Periods of inactivity don't need to be there. All of those things set people back because they just lost so much strength and muscle tone that it took forever to get those things back. And that's what inevitably led to that extra 3-4 months of recovery where we said it was a 12-month type deal. Now we can get people's strength back. We can get those other protective things around the knee back faster, so that when Mother Nature has allowed us from a healing standpoint, we're not waiting for all the other things to catch up. And so that's really the genesis of how this thing has kind of evolved in terms of being able to push our athletes a little bit faster in a way that's still controlled and responsible. It's just understanding things better and having better surgical techniques.
And just given the different types of injuries, real quickly here with a couple minutes left, as far as what you've seen out of Mo Watson, and I know a lot of this hinges on the surgery and the type of, you know, the issue, I guess, at hand with his knee, just the success rate of this injury and for a guy that's very active and a guy looks like he is going to be a next level player.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I would say leads me to believe that things are going to have a positive outcome for him in terms of success is really has to do with what they were saying after the injury. When they were going in and looking at him in the locker room, they didn't think he had any ligament stuff going on. They were thinking meniscus, which when we look at a knee after an injury, if you hit it in the right time frame so that the person's not guarding and going into spasm, you can get a good feel for their endpoints of their ligaments. And I'll be the first to admit, I've tested people's knees where it looked rock solid, and then they had a scan and it had a torn MRI. And the reason is because a lot of times when people have a sloppy, loose knee with our testing, it's because not only have they torn the ACL, but they've also torn other tissue, and that's what allows that really kind of looseness to happen. If you have just an isolated one, you don't have that other thing stuff to worry about. The surgery goes smoother. You have all that other secondary structure nice and supportive, and you have a better favorable outcome. So just with the fact that he had a pretty stable knee under exam right after the injury leads me to believe that he'll have a pretty favorable outcome coming off of the surgery.
Well, of course, we are all hoping that that is the situation for Mo Watson going forward. Travis Manners with Athletes Training Center, our rehab report every Tuesday at this time. And once again, you can check them out at two locations, West Omaha, 138th and Industrial Road, and also in Papillion at Highway 370 at 84th Street. It's Athletes Training Center, building and rebuilding today's athletes. Great stuff, Travis. Really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.